We're talking about donating blood and blood supply levels in Wisconsin here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, glad you could be here. Straight across the country, blood centers have reported that their supplies have dropped to the lowest levels in over a decade. There's been this urgent call out to give blood, otherwise patients who need a transfusion might not get it. Have you donated blood since the onset of the pandemic? Have you avoided blood drives because of worries about COVID exposure? Have you stopped volunteering for blood drives? What have you wondered about your blood type? Join in 800-642-1234. Justin Kern is Communications Director for the American Red Cross of Wisconsin. Justin, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me back on and for sharing once again with your audience. Longtime listener and second time guest.
I appreciate it so much, Justin. So explain, how critical is the current blood shortage?
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes people maybe tune out, right? I think sometimes they hear that, you know, the blood centers or the Red Cross is inviting people to donate blood. And you know, maybe they hear that kind of often, but it is a stage right now where we are concerned. I mean, it's a point when in February, we saw about a 10% drop in incoming appointments, which is unusual. I'm sorry, in the fall.
In
the fall is usually when we kind of build back up our blood supplies. And that's when we started to get very concerned, especially coming into the winter and our typically low January and February months. So really, you know, that need for blood, of course, it is constant, but kind of with the double whammy of the pandemic and kind of everything going on at hospitals right now, we really are concerned and really asking people, especially people who haven't donated in a while or first-time blood donors, to join us once again and make that critical blood donation.
Well, explain a little bit about, is it less people are giving or is demand higher? How does this supply demand get kind of out of whack?
Right. You know, the pandemic was the start of the pandemic was really curious. Obviously, there was kind of a nightmarish scenario right at the start where we were just our teams were just figuring out how to collect blood. And they did an amazing job pivoting and bringing people in, and people turned out in droves. Really, the first year of the pandemic, 2020 into early 2021, we saw great turnout for people coming, making appointments, donating blood. I think it was one of those things that people could do. People wanted to do something, and they could do that safely. But what we've seen, you know, from the summer and in the fall into where we're at right now, is that there's this mix of a drop in appointments. I think some people may be returning to, you know, with vaccinations or whatever, maybe returning their kind of regular stream of things and maybe not thinking about making a blood donation. And secondarily, our hospital partners have returned to a lot of their normal activities, so even kind of doing normal procedures and operations. And so that supply, it has dwindled because of those kind of things, and the amount on the shelves is lower. And so that's kind of really gotten us where we're at right now. I will say Wisconsin's been a little stronger than our partners across the country, especially just coming out of this, the last couple of weeks of the holiday season here. We had some great turnout at our blood drives all around the state. But that said, we are really concerned about January and February and kind of where that leaves us with the blood supply in Wisconsin as well as across the country.
What are the implications then for your hospital partners? Do they have to think twice about elective procedures? How do they make this blood go further?
Yeah, we've started to have conversations with them, of course, in the last more than a month here about what our supplies and what's coming in looks like so that they can schedule and plan. But I think definitely it is the kind of thing where when the blood supply is this limited, hospitals have to make tough decisions on pausing or pausing procedures, putting off elective surgeries, putting off different types of surgeries. And so that is, you know, that's a scenario no one wants to be in. But this is the kind of thing that people time and again have risen to the occasion. People can make an impact and really change that situation by making a blood appointment, donating blood. And, no matter where you are at a local drive or at one of our collection centers in across the state, this is something people can take action on and a problem they can help us fix.
We're talking with Justin Kern, who's Communications Director for the American Red Cross of Wisconsin, and he's giving us an update on the blood supply issues in our state. You can join in. Have you donated blood since the pandemic started? What barriers have you run into while trying to donate? Join in 800-642-1234. Justin, wondering, can you give us, you know, what is the life cycle of a pint of blood? After we give, where does that blood go until it reaches a recipient's body?
Right. It's actually, I think it's pretty amazing. It's almost like magic personally to me. And I've seen it happen behind the scenes, kind of all the machinations our teams kind of put the blood through. But in short, it's got, you can donate about every 8 weeks, but the blood itself really has a just over 40-day lifespan for a whole blood donation. There's obviously, with platelets and that kind of thing, can be a little longer, but you know, you donate, it takes about an hour. The actual donation is probably 8 to 15 minutes. And then we run it through tests. We keep you posted throughout this whole process. The app that we have is pretty great. It kind of gives you this story of the blood. And then we kind of let you know where it ends up, where it's kind of needed most. So we're a national chain of blood distribution. So, you know, 40% of the nation's blood is handled by the American Red Cross. So I have had blood go from anywhere to hospitals in Madison and Milwaukee, as far away as San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Wow.
And that, you know, that's just the case of where blood is needed most by the people who need it most. So, you know, that to me feels good that, you know, it's going somewhere where someone definitely needs it, whether it's something like chemotherapy treatment or maybe even a car accident, wherever that's needed, it ends up. And, you know, you get this kind of, on the app, you get every couple of days, you get this update of, you know, it's been through testing. If you've never donated before, it tells you your blood type.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of lets you know, like, which hospital or blood, you know, usually a hospital where that kind of ends up.
Well, that's really amazing how that has really changed with the technology and the apps. Let's take a call now. Becky joining us from Houstonsford. Becky, hi.
Well, hello there, and thank you for taking my call. I am someone who donates blood. But unfortunately, the last time I donated blood, as I was about to leave, even though all the masking protocols and social distancing were taking place at the tables where people were reclining and donating blood, as I was going over to get some liquid to rehydrate at the table, there were a couple of patrons who had just donated blood who'd taken their masks off and had sat down at the table where all the beverages and snacks were, and they were talking loudly to each other back and forth across all of the beverages, and you couldn't even get to it without going past them. So social distancing and masking was taking place at the location where the actual donation was, but not in the rest of the immediate area. So that really bothered me.
Becky, thank you. Thank you for that observation. Justin, what would you say there about the masking protocols, especially at the end when you're replenishing?
Yeah, Becky. Well, first off, thank you for donating blood. It has been, you know, slightly challenging to kind of put into force our normal operations, but also make sure everyone's following all these health and safety protocols. You know, the canteen area is something that at a lot of the drives, what we've seen is we've tried to spread things out quite a bit so that they don't run into the situation like Becky had there. You know, people obviously need to take their mask down if they want to have that cranberry juice and those Cheez-Its after that donation. But certainly shouldn't be a situation where anyone feels put off or like something is, you know, not as healthy and safe as it should be. But it's something that we keep an eye on with every single drive. You know, I think that we have, especially as the course of this pandemic has gone on, I think we've gotten pretty good at it. And, you know, we've had people turn out so that feels like, you know, people feel like this is a healthy and safe thing for them to do. But hearing that, Becky, I appreciate that. And I know we can get better.
Justin Kern with the American Red Cross of Wisconsin giving us an update on blood supply in our state and donations. Have you had a procedure postponed due to a shortage of blood? What barriers have you run into while trying to donate? Have you ever needed a blood donation? What did that mean to you? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Justin Kern here on the Ideas Network. we're discussing blood drives, blood supply, a continual need in our communities. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Milwaukee's largest single-day blood drive last week, about 250 people donated, including Maria Varela, who reflected on her reason for giving with WDJT-TV.
My dad, he had a stroke 5 years ago, and sometimes he's needed blood. So, you know, yeah.
What is your reason for giving blood? 800-642-1234. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin's communications director, Justin Kern, with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's bring on another caller, John now in Eau Claire. Hi, John. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm a longtime blood donor, and I noticed that in the past few years it's been very difficult for me in Eau Claire to schedule an appointment. It used to be that the center would take the calls. You could walk in and make an appointment, but now they simply tell you to call an 800 number. Sometimes I'm referred to St. Paul. Sometimes I'm referred to Milwaukee. It's very difficult. And the last time I made an appointment, again with difficulty, I got up, I showered, I shaved, I showed up on time, and I was told that because they had a person calling sick, they couldn't take my blood.
Hmm.
I was very upset and frankly walked out in disgust.
John, thank you for that anecdote. I just want to pause right here. Justin, what might be going on here with scheduling and what John has experienced?
Yeah, John, I'm sorry to hear that. And obviously that sounds very frustrating, and we'd never want to turn away someone, especially someone who's a longtime donor, knowing that you have helped to save lives with your donations. So I'm sorry about that first and foremost. But, you know, I think especially in the last 2 years, with that kind of we've tried to focus more on the appointment side of things because of some of those health and safety concerns. We want to make sure that we have the right distancing and staff and everything to handle everyone's blood donation in an orderly fashion. So, you know, that can cause the kind of thing where people may not be able to walk in today or next week and get that blood donation right when they're thinking about it. But I promise that, you know, in the days ahead and the weeks ahead, that there will be spots. There are places for people with that patients who come out and make that there's going to be spots for you to make that donation. So, you know, patients, you know, we appreciate your patience and understand that, you know, sometimes it's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be right away, but it will definitely be needed and appreciated by people like the person you heard from the television story just a minute ago.
You know, we have seen a shortage of workers, shortages in so many areas in recent times. Have you experienced a shortage of volunteers for blood drives?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, that crunch on both staff and volunteers, we're not immune to that. That said, we've got some amazing, you know, on the staff side of things, we have some absolute just dynamite phlebotomists. I saw dozens of them in Madison and Milwaukee over the last few weeks, and they've been dedicated and really working really overtime to make sure that collections are coming in. But on that same side, right, I mean, our volunteers do make pretty much everything at the Red Cross happen. More than 90% of what we do is volunteer led. So it has been a challenge at times to make sure we've got all those volunteers lined up to greet you at the blood drives, to work those kind of canteens and help in so many other ways. So that has been a challenge, yeah.
Let's bring on another experience, Martina in Madison. Hi, Martina.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What is your story, good, giving blood?
Oh, Lord. Started in 1979.
No, my goodness.
It's just a wonderful story in itself, but I've been a volunteer, paid staff for the American Red Cross for since then, because it was the Red Cross that saved my life. Mm. By allowing me to donate blood. And that's a wonderful story, but it's too long for right now. What do you want to know? I've given over 60 units. I'm going to be 80 in a couple of days, years old.
And your friends, you have a friend as well, other friends who donate? Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, Charlie. Well, Kankakee County chapter was an ace chapter. Y'all check it out in terms of blood donations. We had a great thing going. way back then, but that changed directors and then things changed. It has happened.
But I think it's important to point out, and I'm just going to reveal here, you're going to be 80 soon, and your friend is 96, still giving blood.
Yeah, well, you know, I called him a couple weeks ago, and he had just come back from giving another unit. And Charlie stopped counting a long time ago. I stopped counting at 60. Because after that, you know, but I was telling your call screener that the last few units I gave her at the Wisconsin State Capitol, which is a wonderful place to give because you get to see all this magnificent art. You're lying there and you're in the presence of some very beautiful people and some very beautiful art. And I can't recommend the Capitol drives more strongly.
Oh, Martina, thank you. And I know Justin really wants to talk with you. So, Justin, go ahead.
Martina, thank you very much. We hear so much from folks like Martina and Charlie who kind of get that itch, and this is the way that they give back because they know the impact they're making as a blood donor. And I think there are some cool, but you know, I think people may have a misconception if they haven't donated in a while. There are some awesome places like the Capitol where you can donate blood. We have a lot of great, something that has kind of stepped up in industry during the pandemic here is beer, craft breweries. We have nearly three dozen craft breweries around the state that now open their doors, including Broken Bat today in Milwaukee, to host blood drives, which is just super cool and just feels like a very Wisconsin answer to the need for blood. And so, you know, but people like Martina really make, you know, they know that they can make this impact and through a blood donation, and that's a remarkable amount of times to come out and give. You know, I think that, you know, I just would encourage folks, you know, to think about folks like Martina that are able to give and find that time, but also think about folks that there's a teenager in Milwaukee named Damaris. He has sickle cell disease, and got a chance to talk with his mother and family as they have set up some drives with us, and when he's talking about to his mother about what he goes through with sickle cell, he says it's like someone is taking a hammer and hitting him on the back of his legs. And the thing that makes him feel whole again, feel well again, are those blood transfusions. So I just would encourage folks to think about, you know, maybe yourself, you're going to make a donation and that kind of thing, but the impact you're making is directly helping someone like Damaris, someone in our own community who desperately needs it.
Justin Kern with us, Communications Director for the American Red Cross of Wisconsin, as we find out about blood supply situation in our state. You can join in with your story about giving, 800-642-1234. Justin, what are some of the new approaches to blood screening, and are donation restrictions changing at all?
Sure. You know, one of the things that we have added, you know, I kind of mentioned Damaris, but we have added sickle cell trait screening for self-identified African Americans. And this is hopefully, you know, just a piece of information that can help folks, you know more about what they're dealing with in terms of their health. But we're you know, trying to encourage a more diverse blood supply. That's just that just leads to kind of healthier community outcomes and availability for folks dealing with things like sickle cell, which so acutely affects the African-American population. And we are participating in a study called the ADVANCE study. And that's the hopes with that is that we can help work with the FDA, who kind of sets a lot of what we do in terms of blood collection, and we can help the FDA kind of review their blood donor deferral policy related to men who have sex with men. And so, you know, I know I personally have some friends who are gay men that aren't always able to donate, and it's, you know, it's a challenging conversation. It hurts them. They want to be able to give back in that same way. So it's our hope with this being participating in this advanced study that, you know, we can work with the FDA to hopefully change some of those aspects of the deferral process to bring everybody in to be able to donate blood.
We only have a few seconds left, but explain any protocols for donating if you've received a COVID booster or a COVID series or a flu shot, anything you would say there.
Yeah, just as long as you know your manufacturer, you should be good to go. There's nothing transmitted via via blood. And as long as you know your manufacturer and you got your shot in the United States, you should be good to go on that side of things.
Well, Justin, thank you for joining us.
I appreciate you having me. And anyone who wants to find out more about donating blood or make an appointment, redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Excellent. Justin Kern, Communications Director for the American Red Cross of Wisconsin. And we have a link to that email or that the website that Justin referred to. You can find an American Red Cross blood drive near you. It's at WPR.org/mornings. Just ahead, we explore the issues of veterinarians and what they have experienced in the pandemic. You can join in with your pet-related questions, 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.